all of your tax needs throughout the year.
This is Stan Fowler of Printing Plus, 15 East 6th Avenue. Come see us for all your commercial printing, banner, and sign needs. We look forward to serving you.
Spend it here, keep it here. Shop Emporia First.
KVOE Live and Local 829, 66 degrees, and it is time for What's in Outdoors with Phil Totten every Friday morning right here. KVOE Live and Local. What's in Outdoors brought to you by our good friends at Express Tire and Auto. John and Jenny out there on East 12th near the Water Tower and Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. If they don't have it, it's probably not around. Blue Stem Farm and Ranch on West Highway 50 and from Council Grove Lake. Studio North or South this morning? Phil, good morning. How are you?
I am at Studio North, Ron, looking at some ominous clouds over there in the north.
Okay.
But it's been predicted all week. I just hope it holds off. We do need the rain. It is awful dry here, and my garden just looks like dirt right now. I know there's some seeds out there waiting on some moisture. But, no, just a lot of good things going on, especially with cast and blast going on tomorrow. And
are you there?
Yeah, we got Chuck on there, Ron.
Oh, okay. There we go.
And with cast and blast going on tomorrow, I've been getting calls from all over about the program, what we do. And it sort of goes right along on what we want to do at Kings Lake. And we were there last week at Payrock doing the Earth Day event. That was really cool. I have a recap on that a little bit later in the show. But Ron's talking about cast and blast. That's one of the things that we do. We teach aquatic education and let people get off on the right foot to fishing. And speaking on the right foot, I got a fellow I've been dealing with for about 6-7 years with wildlife parks, David Breath, and he's going to tell us about another big contest coming up and the bodies of water that this contest will hold fish. If people can get some good prizes. It'll be released on May 15th. So, David, welcome to the What's in Outdoors show.
Hey, Phil. Nice to talk to you.
Well, it's always a pleasure seeing you, David, and me and you. And I do thank you for coming down and doing that instructor certification class at Payrock the other day. And it's just an excellent facility. Tell us a little bit about the fish catch and win contest. I think it's the second one Wildlife and Parks put on. Just what's that all about?
Yes, sir. So last year we started this Great Kansas Fishing Derby. We kind of dipped our toe in the waters. We wanted to see what it was like to manage a statewide derby where we tagged some fish, and we had local communities help sponsor those tags and for prizes for anglers. And this year, it was after success of last year, and we had some really good positive feedback. We decided we wanted to do it again this year, and so we were putting it out there. We announced the derby on April 15th. It doesn't start until May 15th. Right now, we're in the gathering of sponsors, determining our locations. We're going to have up to 40 locations this year across the state. We're hoping to have, you know, as many as 500 to 1,000 tags out there in the water for people to catch.
Just how does that go on, David? Where will the fish come from? And will some of these CFAP lakes and ponds or some of the walk-in fishing access lands, will all of these maybe have a fish or two that someone can get lucky and net a prize?
Yeah, so all of the fish, well, the vast majority of the fish will be the fish that are in the lake. So our biologists are going to go out there and sample for our spring sampling where they get those electrofishing boats out and they try to see what the bass populations, specifically the bass populations, are doing in many of our reservoirs and lakes. And while they're out there, they're going to tag whatever fish they encounter. So, you know, they'll have bass, crappie, catfish, some walleye or sawgeye, even some carp and drum are being tagged. So we won't know what's going to be tagged until the derby starts. But once that information is available, we will post it on our lake pages on our ksoutdoors.com website. So you'll know what species are in each lake that have the contest. Right now, we're limiting it to our CFAP lakes, our state fishing lakes, and there are a couple reservoirs that are going to be included. Unfortunately, there's, you know, almost 400 public waters out there, and we don't have the resources to put tagged fish in every one of them. So we kind of just picked ones that were within driving distance of most anglers, and they also have some really good fish populations, some easy places to access from the shore, since most of our anglers do fish from the shore. So those are those locations we focused on this year. And we don't have an entire list yet, and we're going to announce the locations on May 14th at noon.
David, if somebody wants to get involved with sponsoring a fish, and, you know, we discussed several ways that this might be done. I have some kids that I told about a contest, and What's in Outdoors will be sponsoring a few fish. And I wanted to name these fish after the kids so we can follow it, and especially a young man named, his last name is Swally. And I said, if they shog up a walleye in one of these bodies of water, I want to name that the Swally.
Yeah.
So if someone catches that, we're going to have fun with it, and especially... Will pictures of these fish be on the Wildlife and Parks webpage when they catch them?
Yes. Yeah, so we will take pictures. Our biologists will be out there taking pictures while they're tagging, so we can, of course, show those and let people know we really are tagging fish. And then when anglers catch them and they submit that online at our ksfishderby.com website, they have the ability to submit a picture at that time. We really hope they do, because we'd love to see the, you know, winners and see people holding, you know, fish and having a good time. So if they do that, then of course we'll share those pictures just like we did last year. As far as becoming a sponsor, we'd love to have you. If you're interested in sponsoring, you can be a, you know, local business. You can be just an individual. You can be an organization. We've had them all. All you need to do is go to ksfishderby.com. That's the website. And at the very top, it says interested in sponsoring a fish, and you just click that form. It goes straight to me, and then I'll follow up. Last year, we had over 500 tags in the water. We had about 110 returns, so about 20% of the tags got returned last year. So we had, you know, over 100 winners, thousands of dollars worth of prizes went to our communities.
Well, David, I know you're very active, and with the Fish Kansas program, instructor program, there's a lot of programs going on all over the state that the volunteers will put out and do. Just how can people know more about these programs and where to go? I get a lot of calls, and I direct people to what I have on the What's in Outdoors page, and most of these programs are free. Does the department have a listing of programs where people might go to the department webpage and see what's going on, say, way out west, even though Ernesto say, Phil, there's not any water out west. I know there's good fishing out there. So just how can we direct people to the Wildlife and Parks webpage to look at these different items that's on there? And two, I'm always interested in a fishing report. Do they have updated the best way they can fishing reports on that page?
Yeah, so our website, ksoutdoors.com, if you go to that website, that's our agency page. At the very front page, on the left-hand side, there's events, or it says outdoor calendar. If you click on that, it'll load. It takes a little bit of a second to load, but once it's up, you can see events across all of our divisions. So whether it's a hunting education event, a fishing education event, a state park outdoor activity, or anything in between, if a local community is putting on a derby that we know about or a fishing tournament, all of that information will be on that calendar. It gets updated as soon as we get those information in. We put them on the website, and it usually has a contact information for someone to follow up with. So that's the best way to learn about events across the state. And as far as the fishing reports, yeah, they're going to start coming in. You know, a lot of those reports, we rely on local anglers. You know, back in the day, you used to go to any bait shop, and you could talk to anybody, and they tell you what the fish are doing, and now people maybe don't go to bait shops as much anymore, so we need a lot more reports coming in. Call your biologist. Their phone numbers are located in the fishing regulation summary. Talk to the park office. Tell them what you're catching. Tell them, you know, the fish are doing good, or you're catching fish on worms or minnows or lures, and we'll update those fishing reports as soon as we get those updates.
Well, David, I really appreciate you being on the show, especially on such short notice that I gave you. I'll try to do better in the future, and as always... Good luck with your fishing, David, and we'll see you on down the river sometime.
All right. Thanks, Phil. Thanks for the opportunity and all you do for us here.
All righty, guys. Ron, let's go to that first break, and when we get back, I want to talk about some new walleye regulations that are in Marion Reservoir.
All right, sounds good, Phil. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors. Stay tuned. We're back with more after this.
Oh, come on.
Tired of being frustrated when your string trimmer line breaks? Then stop by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch and meet the Ego Power Plus Power Load battery-powered 56-volt string trimmer. The world's first string trimmer with Line IQ technology. It monitors and feeds line for a continuous 15-inch cutting swath for non-stop trimming, no bump needed. Just insert the line and push a button to wind and get back to work in seconds. Stop by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch today and check out the Ego Power Plus String Trimmer.
Get your spring vehicle maintenance done at Express Tire and Auto. Whether you drive a car, truck, or ATV, the professionals at Express Tire and Auto can diagnose and repair your ride. See them for free tire checks, new tires, and automotive repairs. They're also an authorized Polaris dealer with ATV sales, service, and accessories. Express Tire and Auto will keep your transportation in top condition. Located at 806 East 12th Avenue, open Monday through Friday until 5:30, Saturdays until 1.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. It is 840, 64 degrees on our way to 78 today. Some thunderstorm chances basically through the day today into the nighttime hours. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten. Now the banks of Council Grove Lake Studio North here this morning. How's the fishing out there, Phil?
Well, you know, I talked with you earlier and told you that we were going to have David on the show, and it would really complement what Mr. Neely had to say about Kings Lake. And between that conversation with you and being on the show now, I went out, and there's a nice 5-pound channel cat that I invited for supper.
Ooh, all right.
I sent you a picture of that. I don't know if you got it. So things can happen. They really can. And two wildlife and parks, too, they have news releases that they put out, and you can subscribe to that. You can get them in the email. And for a couple of weeks, I've been wanting to talk about a new walleye regulation at Marion. And this is just how some of these programs, what they're doing. And one thing I do want to say is that we do not own wildlife or the fish in Kansas. It is regulated. Well, we do own it, but it's regulated by wildlife and parks. And through that, they do the very best with habitat, with science, with surveys. And that's all things that are going to be taught there at PayRock to kids that might want to go into a career in fisheries. So there's always different ideas on how to manage a fishery and changing length limits, and some length limits have, like for walleye, 15-inch. Sometimes in the river, there's no limits on length or at all. But these are all things that we do teach, and during Cast and Blast, we'll be given literature to let people know the rules and regulations and how these are managed. And this, once again, and I've said it before, surveys that the department puts out are so very important. So people, if you can, communicate with your local fishery, with people, and let them know what you're seeing out there. But at Marion, there's a four-year pilot study going on, and I believe we're in the second year of it. So effective January 1 this year, the following regulations are going to be to manage the harvest. And that is, there's an 18-inch minimum length limit and 3 per day creel limit with no more than one fish 21 inches or longer. So this will let the biologists know in this four-year study just how things are going in that lake, how walleye are growing, are the numbers increasing, and more I'm getting in this. It takes probably a 21-inch walleye to really be mature enough to breed and to make more fish in that lake. So these are awesome things that I'm learning. But one story that that I remember, some friends of mine showed me some pictures of some walleye, and so said how good the walleye was fishing. But on it, it said Canada Bait Shop. And I thought, these guys are trying to pull something over on me. They done went to Canada and caught a lot of nice walleye and trying to tell me that this was in Kansas that they caught them. Well, in at Marion, there was a bait shop called Canada Bait Shop. And so that's where this picture came from. So I did get the chance to join them people in the fish, and Marion is an excellent fishery for walleye. So that was all pretty cool. We're on Nature's Notes. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, I had my first Baltimore Oriole show up in the yard. And so yesterday I went out to put up a jelly feeder, and not a foot from my hand that was holding the feeder up, here comes my first ruby-throated hummingbird.
Ooh, all right.
And I just saw one out there. And so this is one thing that at Blue Stem, they got an excellent supply of hummingbird feeders and things like that. There is a prepared nectar that you can buy to put in that. But I've always preached just get you a 4-to-1 mixture of water to sugar. And that's what I use. You want to keep it cool, and that might save you some coins to buy other bird feeders. So I just had another hummingbird just go by the window here at Studio North. So they're definitely in the country.
All right, good to hear. Yeah, my wife put the feeder up just a few days ago, so we'll be looking forward to maybe seeing a bird or two here soon.
Well, it's funny just how things go. I saw a post on Facebook that orioles were in Emporia a week, 10 days ago, but I hadn't seen anything here. And I'm always out in the yard doing something. And just last Wednesday was when it showed up. But it was really cool seeing the hummingbird coming to the feeder. Now, this is one thing that you might try to guard against or watch out, because the orioles will use a hummingbird feeder too. But they're so big, when they land on it, most of your nectar will get spilled and go to the ground. So I use just a grape jelly feeder that's specifically made to hold a jar of jelly. And so then by turning it, it'll come down, and, oh, there's just a lot of things that'll go to that. Well, Ron, let's go to that last break, and I do want to talk about Cast and Blast and some other events we got going on.
Sounds perfect, Phil. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten here, KVOE Live and Local. Stay tuned. We're back with more after this.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply's got it.
This Mother's Day, give Mom the gift that tells her she's special. Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has bold and vibrant hanging baskets, potted roses, bedding plants, succulents, and many other great fit ideas that'll tell her how much you appreciate her. Still can't find the right gift? How about a gift card so she can get exactly what she wants? Available in any amount, and they don't expire. So make it a special day for Mom from Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, 2611 West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Get your spring vehicle maintenance done at Express Tire and Auto. Whether you drive a car, truck, or ATV, the professionals at Express Tire and Auto can diagnose and repair your ride. See them for free tire checks, new tires, and automotive repairs. They're also an authorized Polaris dealer with ATV sales, service, and accessories. Express Tire and Auto will keep your transportation in top condition. Located at 806 East 12th Avenue, open Monday through Friday until 5:30, Saturdays until 1.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. It is 847, sunny and 65 degrees. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors here every Friday morning, hosted by Phil Totten. KVOE brought to you by Express Tire and Auto and Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. And from Studio North, Council Grove Lake, once again, we send it to Phil. And Phil is prepping for a big event down there here this weekend, aren't you?
Yes, Ron, it's our sixth annual, and it's now called Cast and Blast Event. We've teamed with Headwaters Trap Range here in Council Grove, and the people that make it, and then the event goes from 11 to 3. And goodness, do we have a lot of prizes to give away this year. But most important, we have a whole lot of information to give youth and families on how to enjoy the outdoors. And in last year, we started teaming with the Headwaters Trap Range, Sean Honor. And Sean leads the local high school trap shooting team. And this year, we've had Northern Heights trap shooting team come down, so they develop a range. And kids that want to know something about firearms, families that want to know something about firearms, before the youth get to shoot, they'll be given instruction on proper handling of a gun and all that. So it's all cool. Roger Wells will be leading, I think the Northern Heights team will have a shoot down here tomorrow earlier, and then they'll be part of the program too. So anybody that comes down here and wants to shoot, they'll be eligible to participate in a prize winning, and this is for kids 17 and under. At the Marina Cove, we'll have instruction tables, and that's just going to be all kind of information. My buddy Kevin Rich in Salina, he started a YouTube video called Fishing with Big Kev. and he's joining up with a lot of programs. He will be here to talk about rules and regulations of fish ID. And so I do encourage anybody and everybody to get them the proper materials to let you know. And Wildlife and Parks has a rules and regulations manual that comes out every year, and it's updated. And in the front of it, it says, like, new to 2022. So it can update you on some different things that's going on. We do have a fellow named Jim Claus from St. George coming down, and he is, and he's helping with programs out at Camp Alexander. He will present lures and bait and the proper way to use them. My good buddy Kim Burnett, I hope he's going to come down. We talked about him coming down this evening because I want to see how he fly fishes for crappie during a crappie spawn. And listeners, the crappie spawn is on, I guarantee you. Go to my Facebook page and you'll see a nice stringer there. But everybody's catching them everywhere. I do say, if you will, try to let those big females go. And how can you tell a big female from a male? Well, if they're up next to the bank, it looks like they swallowed a golf ball. That's just how big that fella is. Let them go because you're going to be able to catch enough fish, and that way the species will still get good numbers out there in the water. But Kim will do an excellent job, and his forte is fly fishing. He runs crop supper jigs. He's also a custodian there at the school in Olathe. We have my buddy Fred Bombas. He will be there, and Fred's just sort of like me. Well, when you get older, you can sort of rotate and pick where you want to go. So he'll be giving some expert advice. His son Cliff Bombas, maker of Pro Tough Bombas jigs. He and his buddy Frank Hollisack just got fifth in a national crappie tournament. So there's going to be a whole lot of information, a whole lot of fun going on here at Council Grove this weekend, especially on Saturday. So stop by. Let me know who you are. If you have any questions, please give me a call, 620-794-5373. We will be watching the weather, and if it looks like there's any lightning coming on, bad weather, we will cancel the event. We don't want to put anybody in jeopardy. So, y'all have a good weekend, Ron. Good luck with all you disc golfers, and keep us in the loop on what's going on in outdoors.
All right, so hope you can get to cast and blast in. Wonderful event you got planned for tomorrow, so hopefully things can go off without a hitch, and it probably will. Looks like tomorrow's weather's going to be really good. So good luck with that, Phil, and keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you next week.
All righty. I know some young person is going to net a lifetime fishing or hunting license. That's a $500 bill right there.
Man, can't beat that. Thanks, Phil.
You take care, Ron. God bless.
Yeah, Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors, every Friday morning here at KVOE. Brought to you by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower and Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Bluestem doesn't have it, it's probably not around. And we will be out at Bluestem Farm and Ranch on Friday the 13th for our annual barbecue day. Free burgers for you. In fact, those Brough Senior Burgers, free to the first 350. How about that? How do they do that? Well, we got the great help of Brough Sports Bar and Grill. That's how that is done right there. So mark that on your calendar. Save the date. That will be coming up Friday the 13th, okay? KBOE Live and Local 853. Stay tuned. Time for the headlines from ABC.
President Biden will speak today with the President of Mexico. His administration